So, gods and goddesses, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, a very, very special guest host, Red Sable. Yo, Red, you already know I had to make you an intro. Ready? Drop.
Cybershots. Perfect.
Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable. I am Red Sable, and I am your host, creator, and original, maker of Feed Your Mind, Fuel Your Soul Radio.
Cybershots. Perfect.
Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Yo, check it out. Today we have a special show. That's right. Hey, but before we jump into this podcast, I'd like to shout out my family. Pops, what's up? What's going on with your chum? Yeah, my other mother, Kathy, what's going on? Man, Alex, what's happening? Jordan, what's going on? Tanya, Monica, Tamara, Tanya. Hey, man, how I got two sisters named Tanya? Cut it out. But yo, check it out. And also a very, very special shout out to my grandmother, Miss Geneva. That's right. Love you, always will, for teaching me how to read and write music. I started playing the trumpet at 7. You know what I'm saying? But before we jump into the podcast, let's get this energy right. And shout out to my grandmother for showing me how to get down like this.
Beats by Cyber.
I call this one Southern Draw. I mind. Oh, by the way, Chum, I remember when you used to have all those records and I picked up that Johnny Guitar Watson and said, hey, man, can you play this?
Yeah.
Do you remember that or no?
Beats by Cyber.
Okay, cut the music. Yeah, cut the music. Just trying to get the energy and the vibes right, but check it out. Today, what we have is a very, very special guest host. That's right, Red Sable. Now, check this out. Hold on 1 second. Red Sable is my A1 day one. When I first started podcasting, I believe she was the third caller to call into my station. And she was like, I don't know what this station is about, But I'm going to keep, you heard me? There I go, y'all. I'm going to keep listening to you. And lo and behold, 3 years later, she is still here for me. So shout out to Red Sail. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. You know what? Let's jump right on into the podcast. Shout out to everybody for stopping by and spending a little bit of time with your main man, Cyber Shots, a.k.a. Cyber One Productions. Y'all ready? So at this in particular time, if you're sipping, keep on tipping. Yeah, I would say the other part, but yeah. What's up, Pops? I think I'll behave myself on this podcast.
Hello.
Yeah.
I hear you. I'm good. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. Look at that avatar. I like that. You did that.
I tried. I have no clue on what it was that I was doing.
Yeah.
But I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed. And I am in a good mood. What else can you say? You know, you get up in the morning and you hope it's going to be a good day and you make it one. So that's what it is.
So how's the weather up there in New York?
The weather is good. It's in the 50s. I think they said it's trying to go somewhere near 60. So it's good. It's not raining or muggy or anything like that. So that's good.
50, 60.
Yeah. I can't do it. But compared to 40 something, you know, hey, that's better than where it was. So how is the weather in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it is lovely as usual. I think it's like 74. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, before we get started, I would like to introduce Ms. Red Sable, a person who started listening to my podcast when I first started. As you see the title, day one from 3 years of podcasting.
Mm-hmm. Red, I want to say
thank you for listening to me.
Of course. I had no clue on what it was that he was doing. I heard all these loud siren sounds. I was like, what kind of show is this? And I said, well, I don't know what you do here, but here I am. I'll follow you. So yeah.
And I was like amazed, right? Because when I first started doing this, right, I was thinking like, okay, they're going to mix it down for you like a real radio station. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't wave file. My sound quality was horrible. And I remember you were like one of the first three people that called me and said, I don't know what this show is about, but I want to keep listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was very true. I was very, very serious about that. I was trying to welcome people in because when I first started, I don't know, I didn't have anybody there to kind of vibe with or anything. I didn't know what I was doing. So I said, well, I have to get out and make friends because it's like talking into a bubble, right? It's like you're talking to yourself.
Check this out. Guess who's in the building?
Who?
Aunt Capone.
Aunt Capone.
Aunt Capone.
Aunt Capone, honey, how are you?
You know he gonna chime in. You already know what. Mm-hmm. And you told me, Red, when I first heard your voice, like I told you that you had an anointed voice, right?
Thank you.
This podcast, I was like, oh my goodness, it's so professional. Why the hell is she listening to me? Oh my God, I gotta tighten up. And I started out doing intros and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. Remember a while back episode, and I asked you, could I get your voice?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, sure, no problem. All right, we're gonna do our intro for episode one of day ones. Wait, hold on, let's draw.
Okay.
Hello, beloveds. I am Sable.
You mixed my voice?
Cybershots.
Hello, beloveds. Hello, beloveds. I am Sable.
Perfect.
Hello, beloveds.
Cybershots.
I am Sable.
Perfect.
Hello, beloveds.
Hello.
Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable. Hello, beloved.
Hey, hold on, man. They hating on me. They're not letting it go through. But did you hear that?
Yes, I hear it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anybody else hears it, but I hear it. And please send that to me because I like that. I like that. I like the whole mixing. Yes, I love it. I love the mixing and stuff. I was looking for an intro, and what better intro for my show is to hear my own voice in levels like that. So, yeah, that is really cool. I can't do that kind of stuff. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not that, I don't know. I just can't get the tech part of it. I just can't get it.
You know what it is?
I try.
Like, we're kind of similar in the same age, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
I'm making tapes on a tape recorder with the TD.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and trying to get my little sister, had to bribe her with some nowlators or whatever to do a sound bite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And pushing record, rewinding it.
Mm-hmm.
And this tech to me is so amazing. I'm like, yo, none of this stuff was available. So, you know, I just pushed.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, who was also she could have been a professional pianist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and she used to always play the piano because I played the trumpet like when I was seven. And I
could
always go down there in Florida and you know, kick it, man. And she would, you know, teach me music, you know. And every time I heard my grandmother play the piano, I got goosebumps. Even in my 20s. Every single. Yeah.
We got a message?
Yeah.
Hold
on one. Okay, here we go. Message.
Yo. What's up, y'all? Know what I'm talking about?
And Capone.
Yes, sir.
His southern drawl is crazy. Oh my gosh. I call him my southern cousin.
I might. See, I don't kick my southern drawl in until I go to North Carolina. Hey.
No.
I'm in. Yeah, southern drawl. As a matter of fact, we're talking about southern drawl on the first episode. You were there, but you couldn't chime in or something like that.
No, I don't know. I just couldn't get it to go through. I don't know. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, so his southern drawl reminds me of my cousins. I have cousins that moved from the Bronx, right? They moved from the Bronx, especially one particular one. I love her to death. But all of a sudden, she has this deep southern drawl, like she was raised in the South her entire life. Like she'd never been from New York. And I was like, what are you saying? Why are you talking like that? She said, like, what? I was like, what? Stop it. So it's just so funny. Mm-hmm. It's just funny.
It's relaxing. I mean, it's really relaxing. Now I'm talking about. But let me ask you this. Now, I know doing like, what was it? Broadcasting. You had a television vision production company, right?
Yeah, my background in entertainment is ridiculously extensive. But it's on the underground level. It's not like I was like up there with well-known people, although I met a lot of them. But it was my passion, and my passion to be creative and to take what I knew in a creative part of how to mold people to be where they wanted to be was just my joy. So I did all kinds of things in the entertainment industry, whether it was production for television or whether it was for film or casting or music. I did shows, like huge shows we would put together for artists that would just perform. And we would just, I don't know, and I want to say it's luck, but I think it was divine planned because we had no clue on what we was doing. They called us, me and my cousin, we developed this company called Femme Fatales. I named it actually, because I don't know, I have this thing about names. And so I and named us Film Le Femmes Fatale Entertainment. And Le Femmes was about female bosses who wanted to be able to be in the industry and not be taken over and consumed by the industry and run it ourselves and not be pushed the way, and I'm sorry, this is nothing against the gender of men. I'm not bashing men, I'm just saying. But it was because she had sang with Kelly Price and stuff like that, and it was never really good experiences. So we said, let's create our own company. And I was like, well, I came from corporate, so I didn't really know how to do that, but I knew how to manage and I knew how to build. So she took her talent and we merged them together, and Le Femmes was born. And I did everything from producing the talent from the ground up. We took them to studios. We took them to grooming departments to help them to get their looks together. We did all kinds of stuff. And then when it became sort of stagnant because of 9/11 kind of shut us down, we came back and we developed a film company. And we was like, okay, well, what are we going to do now? She was like, well, you're a writer. Let's write. Let's create a show. And I was like, well, I don't know. And that was right before Soul Food came out. And we was like, well, you know what? Let's do something like not really soap opera, but sort of like a drama kind of soapy kind of thing. And so we created something called Confessions, Lies, and Secrets. And it was like Soul Food meets The Corner, meets The Wire kind of thing. Oh my gosh, I love that so much. We ended up having 25 characters, 8 different type of family setups, and it was bomb. And people was coming from everywhere. And it was just her and I and her, at that point, was her husband and his brother, 4 people running a cast of 25 people. And we had, again, yes, we had no clue on what we was doing. We was just kind of winging it. We were filming everything. We was filming in bars and clubs. We was filming inside of people's houses. We was filming in Jersey and in inside of New York. We was filming up in Connecticut. Like, we was doing whatever we could do. And then we put it on, I don't know if it's still big now, but we put it on public access television. So it was on MNN and BCAT television, and it was on New Jersey's broadcasting networks. And I don't know. I get a little sentimental about it because it was where I found my spirit. You know, I don't know how else to say it. I've been through a lot of trauma in my life. So because of that, I needed to put it somewhere, but I did not know where to put it. So when my cousin and I reconnected, we actually connected at a funeral. So when we reconnected, it was like divine order, like I said. And we developed these companies together, and it was really good for about 5 years or so. And then things just kind of separated again. She went to work with Tyler Perry, and I developed Genesequa Entertainment. And I was like, okay, I got to pivot again. So let me pivot again. And then I started working in fashion, film, and in music, and put those all three of those things together. And so, yeah, I met some amazing, gifted, stunning, and sometimes erratically, emotionally driven people. But I did some spectacular things. I did production for quite a few well-known shows, and I casted for quite a few well-known shows. My artist was in American Gangsta and a bunch of other shows that, you know, I don't want to say too many. I don't want to try to name drop, but yeah, we worked with some really, really big people. And I, again, it's my love. That's what I do.
See, now this is what I'm saying. In other mm-hmm. words, you were doing reality TV before reality TV was out.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The internet wasn't really jumping like it is now.
Nope. Not at all. And to our knowledge, we were the first ever female management company, because back then when we were doing the music and we was telling our artists, okay, well, we can't, that's not really going anywhere, because a lot of them were very dramatic. We was like, some of y'all don't even need to be on stage. You need to be in front of a camera acting. And so we taught them how to diversify. So all this stuff about artists diversifying and stuff like that, they weren't doing that the way that they do it now. They weren't doing it like that back then. So what I did was I said, okay, so I'm gonna pick some of the most emotionally driven drama of you who get up on stage, and when we put a mic in front of you and a room full of people, y'all fall apart. So y'all are gonna become the actors. Because you need to diversify, because you're not ready to do an album. You're not ready to be on stage to do a show. You're not ready for that. So I'm going to groom you to do something else so that you will be able to have a broader portfolio. And if some of them couldn't do that, so that's why I developed the third layer, which is the fashion show. And I put together different fashion shows because some of them were just stunning and they needed to be in front of a camera walking a runway, not even opening their mouths. So I was always teaching them pivot, learn how to pivot, because I had to learn how to pivot my entire life. So I was just telling them, you just have to learn how to pivot. So yeah, so there was, we met one, it was a female duo, but they started after us and they wanted to do some collaborations and stuff like that. I don't know if you ever heard of that group. There were twins back in the day and they, oh Lord, what was the name of this group? I can't remember right now, but they mirrored each other. No, they were Latin. And they had this really big song out. It was these twin girls. I can't remember the name of it, but I knew I met their managers, and we sat down in this place and they was like, you know, we didn't really know that there was people like us. Like, y'all are so inspiring. And we didn't even know that there was people like us. Like, everything that we do is always around men. And we're so happy that we're with females. Like, we want to rock with y'all. We want to do stuff with y'all, because there's not enough of us in this industry at that time. It was like late 90s, early 20s, there was nobody doing what we was doing. And we was competing against some crazy people, but we was not scared. We couldn't be. We didn't have no time to be.
Oh, yeah. Yo, check it out. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? Desert Palms.
Who? Cannabis. Oh, hey, honey. How you? How you doing?
Okay, what's up, Desert Fox? I didn't forget about you, man. Yeah, we're supposed to have a scheduled. And I've been mm-hmm. ripping and running, but this is why I kind of mm-hmm. set this up from day one. That way, yeah. You don't have to worry about trolls coming in here and everybody that's in the room. We know, you know what I'm saying. And also, how do you say of your group, your podcasting? What's it called? I think it's in French or something.
Oh no. Okay, it's actually Feed Your Mind, Fuel Your Soul, but it's JQ Entertainment Presents Feed Your Mind, Fuel Your Soul. And I did that because I had to keep branding myself to make sure that people, I don't want to bash where you are because I know you're still there, so I will not say the name. But they tried to say that I wasn't who I said I was. So I said, oh, okay. So now what we're going to do is I'm going to let you know who I am. Because you don't know. Apparently, I don't steal from nobody. I don't need to steal from anybody. So I rebranded it, and now it's JQ Entertainment Presents Feed Your Mind, Fuel Your Soul. That's because I needed them to tell me, to not tell me that I can't use. They tell me I couldn't use my name. I was like, use a lie, because I'm going to use my name. You can't stop me. They wiped my whole set clean, like clean, and then gave it back to me empty. And I was like, oh, okay. We're going to play this game. Okay. Okay.
And
it's good.
Okay, I'm going to come back to it after we get this mm-hmm. message.
You always so quiet, dude. Come on with it, man. Speak up. We need to do a live one day and we'll just, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And we'll set all your levels the way it needs to be. I had to do that with a couple other people. I ain't naming no names, but yeah, we should just have a testing. 1, 2. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me yet?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, can you hear me?
Okay,
is that louder?
I don't know what's going on.
What about
me? I hear you fine.
Okay.
I don't know who's not hearing you.
What it do? Yeah, it's also I'm still sliding around a shadow band on here. But back to the other place that you were just talking about that had dropped in, right?
Shall remain nameless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a live stream, right?
Yeah.
So I chimed in, boom. And check this out. There were only 7 people in the live when I got in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think I said, hello, everyone, you know, introduce myself. And there were some brothers sitting there in a desk with a whole bunch of plaques behind them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had, I think it was a Latino woman. She was talking and they was talking and I was listening, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it said, this live has ended. Do you know that live went on for another 15 minutes?
Wow.
I heard the whole thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you serious? Cause they got like a reach band on there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like certain their projector podcast more. You know how they have
the
podcast? And I listened to some of that crap. I'm like, are you serious? Some of those people have 6 episodes.
I know. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Fox chime back in, man. Am I sounding better? I need, appreciate. See, this is why I have people from day one come in here.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so glad to see you on these stereo streets, Red. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is actually my first live on here. I have not done anything on stereo at all. So I appreciate the invite.
You have one on there, Red. I don't know if you deleted it or not yet.
Yeah, you but that I mean? Was just me making a call. Didn't I just call in or something? I think.
No. You were on there with some guy and you went straight New York on it.
Oh, Lord. When was this?
You was like, he was like, yo, you're in my business. What's up? I was like, oh my goodness, this guy does not know who I'm talking to.
I did not say, oh my gosh. Well, he must have really needed to hear that because I usually don't.
I'm new here. You're like, I'm new here too. No, you know. You know, son, but you were in New York on him. I'm like, oh my goodness. I think it was like a minute long.
Oh, okay. Message.
You're a little bit louder. You're still pretty low. I mean, I can hear her way better than I can hear you, but I can actually hear you now. Yes. I would go a little bit higher.
Oh, okay. So what I'm doing is, I don't know if you're using a Bluetooth, but I got the Bluetooth in my ear and I'm talking directly into the mic on my phone. So maybe that'll make a difference for you. I don't know.
I got my interface. I got my Rodecaster Pro linked up to my computer and my phone.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you use all that fancy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It took me to get it, you know. But I know. Like I said, there's a.
Yo, check it out. This has been episode 1 with Red Sable from day ones. That's what I'm doing right now. We've had Ann Capone so far. We had Red Sable. We're going to do Desert Fox. He's going to pull up. Hopefully, Big Sam will pull up. DeVille D.I. Positive Vibes. That's right. Positive Vibes is pulling up. No Show. 72 The Architect, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I can get LL Walton in here. Leviticus. Artemis. You know, hey, there's a lot of people that I really enjoyed podcasting with. So feel free to pull up. And it's a friendly room. Don't worry about it, man. Just come. Vibe out. The community is still there. You know what I'm saying? You may be a little skeptical about the app. You might not like it. Reg, Digital Reg, what's up? Pull up, man. Patrick, we live on the planet, man. All y'all pull up. The vibe is still there. You don't have to worry about trolls. You know why?
So I see you on these stereo streets, huh?
Yeah, you got to be real careful on these stereo streets. Like I said, you don't have to worry about trolls because when trolls pull up, clear. Hey, man, you on the wrong station, homeboy. Our body trolls, full body count, 187. Yeah, cyber shots, 187. Troll, 0. Back up, fool. You're on the wrong station. Play.
Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable.
Cyber shots. Perfect.
Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable. Hello, beloved.
Hey.
Cyber
shots.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, beloveds. Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable.
Hey, yo, check this out. Hey, day ones, pull up. You never know. You might get an intro. Of course, you're going to get an intro. But anyway, appreciate each and every one of y'all. And like I always like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me, which equals we.
And I am up out.